Acknowledgements. The phrase, standing on the shoulders of giants, is especially true when it comes to my path in learning Aramaic, and I would like to acknowledge the work of many others who walked this path long before I came on board. My first real encounter with the idea that Jesus spoke Aramaic and the Aramaic New Testament was through Raphael Lataster's book, Was the New Testament Really Written in Greek? That was a real eye-opener, and its amazing evidence, painstakingly gathered, truly shocked me. As well as reading a good number of Aramaic grammars, I learned Aramaic primarily through Janet Majira's excellent module in Bible Works, the Aramaic Peshitta New Testament Database. That allowed me to go through every word and every verse of the Aramaic New Testament, and that was what kick-started my own studies. I contributed several Aramaic modules to Bible Works during those formative years. Andrew Gabriel Roth's excellent books also helped me immensely. Ruach Kadim is a classic, as well as his excellent AENT, Aramaic English New Testament. Similarly, Reverend David Boucher's many books have only added to my own understanding of what Aramaic has to offer. But in the writing of this book, I would especially like to thank Raymond Aron, the New York Times best-selling author, for giving me the opportunity to learn how real books are written. Although I had already self-published many of my own books, which are available on JesusSpokeAramaic.com, his sage advice and mentoring were instrumental. Similarly, I would like to thank Vishal Murjaria, who is my personal book architect. Without the help and advice given by him, the journey would have been much more difficult. And I would also like to thank my wife Elizabeth, as well as my sons Jacob and Nathan, for their patience and understanding while I worked on this book and moved forward my vision for Aramaic to become more mainstream in biblical studies. May we all seek to serve our Heavenly Father to the very best of our individual abilities, to show forth fruits meet for repentance, and to develop the talents we have been given.